7th, the 4th, 10 Adelaide, and 13 Lazuli, 10 and 13. Race 5 is clear. The 6th, 9 Past the Glass, and 11 Rothmore, 9 and 11. Race 7, Scratch, 8 Sir Charleston, 11 Infinity Queen, as well as emergencies 13, 14, 15 and 16. It's 8, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16. And race 8, Scratch, 1 Balfe's Choice, and 12 Just Live On, 1 and 12. That brings you up to date with scratchings. It's now 8 o'clock on Racing HQ.
Charge Forward, proven outcross source of precocity, speed and class. Yearling sold for 9 times service fee of $8,000. Broodmare sire of this year's slipper winner. Charge Forward, standing in Morella Stud. Visit morellastud.com.au.
Dynamics Indications, in alliance with Gay and Adrian, offer a fantastic colt produced from combining a champion racehorse with a multiple stakes winning mare. Buy All Too Hard, champion 3-year-old and 4-time Group 1 winning half brother to Black Caviar. He's now a wonderful young sire. Our colt's from the brilliant Galapagos Girl, a multiple Group 3 winner and Group 1 placed. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this superb colt. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
And the Rough and Racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au. Enter your rising 2-year-olds now in the select English Ready to Race sale at Oaklands Melbourne. There's no passing commission and entries close Friday, August 4. Details and entry forms, see English.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See TAB.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ on a Saturday morning, and here at Sky Sports Radio, we're right behind the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study launched by the Cancer Council recently. But we still want more blokes to sign up. The more, the merrier. So if you're between 40 and 74, go to abcstudy.com.au. It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. You can find out all those details online, but essentially, if you've not had cancer, researchers want to hear from you. It's a great research initiative and one that could help yourself or a family member, of course, in the fight against cancer. And it can all be done from the comfort of your own home. Go to abcstudy.com.au. Paul Joyce is with us in the studio. Shortly we'll have Mike Fraser and Gerald Middleton from TAB to run us through the markets as we get into the Randwick preview. But right now let's hear from the stewards room. And Philip Dingwall is with us. Good morning to you, Philip.
Good morning, Jason. And how are you?
Very well, thanks. Looks a good program at Randwick today on a firmish sort of track for a winter program. What do you have for us from the stewards room?
Race 1, Jason, Gresham Meyer on jumping in his last start made contact with the barrier and lost ground. He raced greenly, then laid in the straight. He resumes as a gelding today and was supported at his last start. He found the line strongly late, and he's a maidener, but he's up to this city class. Race two, Sun Craze. He's been well documented. He gets back in his races. He was slow to begin at his previous start, and he laid in from about the 800 metres, and that increased that axle attribute of his, and that increased throughout the race. It proved difficult to ride out. He's got blinkers applied today and up to the 1400 metres, and that should help. Race four, Super 2 had bone chips removed since his last start and his trial successfully on two occasions. It was well documented. Chatterchak from race five at his last start, he was bumped passing the 1,000 metres. That was probably the least of his issues in that particular race. He didn't obtain clear running at any stage of the straight, and he was checked at about the 200 metres, and then he was held up again on heels. He was well fancied first up, and look, you need to completely forgive that that last outing. A lot went wrong, and the margin is a true reflection of the performance. Race 7, Cadiro, for the major part of the straight, had difficulty obtaining clear running and close to the finishing line, was unable to be tested when awkwardly placed between runners. He's on a seven-day backup off a performance where he never had a lot of luck, and he maps up well here today. And in the last race 9, obviously, Brazen over the final 150 metres was unable to be tested and didn't obtain clear running. And as a consequence of that, he was never really properly tested. He did trial well before making that debut for a stable where he had limited luck. The extra trip here suits, and he's got the services of Corey Brown again. And that's about the size of it from the stewards room, Jason.
Terrific, Philip. Thank you for that information. Have a good day.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye.
Philip Dingwell, Acting Chief Steward there, Deputy Chairman, with the information from the stewards room. Right, it's time now to start our Sydney preview. Paul, welcome once again. Looking forward to getting some tips here for Randwick.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it. As I said, it looks smallish fields up until the last, but a quaddie that take a bit of tiptoeing through to get there, and if we do, I think it'll pay well.
Okay, looking forward to that. Mike Fraser is joining us now. Good morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Jason. Good morning, PJ. Both looking splendid there. Where's your tie, Joycey?
Oh, I did. I was told to wear a tie, a pink tie, as Ray Thomas would have done, but I'm just not really a tie person, Mike. So
nah, it's got to be.
You've got to be yourself, don't you?
Yeah, look, you made a good point there. Smallish fields there today at Royal Randwick, but I think competitive right across the board. There's some difficult races. Maybe spending to win's probably, you know, going to be hard to beat in race five, but I thought the other eight races presented plenty of chances. We have a 10-metre rail there today, and the last meeting was nearly a month ago where the rail was out 7 metres. I walked the track on Thursday afternoon, and there was a tiny little bit of cut on the fence. They had upgraded it to a soft five then. I've been listening to everyone talk about getting it, you know, to getting into the good range today. I've got my doubts about that. There was a little bit of give in it late Thursday afternoon. I thought the inside part of the track from the 1,000 round of the home turn was clearly the driest. That was maybe a dead five. But once you got out four or five horses where the grass was a bit lush, it seems to have retained a bit of moisture. And, you know, it was borderline six then. So, look, it may have dried out a little bit. But I still think that horses that like a little bit of give in the track certainly aren't going to be disadvantaged. And so, look, I'll be interested to see what times they run. But initially, I'm thinking that on paces and towards the inside are going to be, well, they're certainly not going to be disadvantaged in the early races. The track may turn late when we get to that big field in race nine. It may cut out a little bit, but initially I'm thinking sort of on pace and towards the inside a little bit.
All right, Mike?
Yeah, it's a good point Mike makes, because it is a soft five at the end of the day, and yeah, on the old scale, that is on the worst side of dead.
Yes.
So, you know, it's sort of, it's changed the way we're reading it now with this sort of good, soft, heavy system that we have. But, you know, Mike's spot on it. At the end of the day, it's on the worst side of dead.
There's still give, no doubt about it. Jared Middleton from TAB is joining us. Morning, Jared.
Jason, Mike, Paul, good to be with you this morning. Yeah, beautiful day in Sydney Town, nice and chilly, but so looking forward to the program, an interesting one in regard to how the betting has been. There's some races where punters are heavily involved and some races where they're not really involved at all at this stage. So we'll see how it plays out throughout the day, but at least we've got good weather at Randwick, so often we don't. So looking forward to the day.
Yeah, it'll be a great day to get out to the track today, and we'll get into the preview. The first of nine gets underway at 11:35 here. Jared, the two-year-old's pretty good two-year-old race despite the small field.
Number one, Dracaris, $3.80. Assimilate, $5. Commanding Witness, $4.80. Colossimo, $3.90. Gretzky, $9. Gresham, $6.50. Look, not really any money for this favourite, Dracaris. It's been $2.90 to $3.80. Best backed has been Colossimo. And next best backed has been Gresham, which has just come in half a point, 17 to 650.
Yeah, look, we've got a small field here, but a competitive little race. I think it's pretty much a given that Commanding Witness will roll forward and take up the running. Colossimo will drop in behind it, and the top weight Dracars won't be too far away. The others, I think, will find their feet, but It probably flies solo, commanding witness, Joycey.
Yeah, it looks that way, Mike. Gretzky probably interests me a bit. He's been held up in his trials, hasn't been let go, so it wouldn't surprise you if he showed a little bit more intent today. Look, I've gone 4-1, 5-2. I've liked the trials of Colosimo. She's obviously had the race experience when she was formerly trained in Queensland. She looks to get a nice run just in behind them, and I'm leaning her way. I thought Dracarys was obviously a danger. We've seen him on heavy tracks, but the words from the stable is he'll go better on top of the ground, which will definitely get better conditions today than he faced at his first campaign. And I thought he's been trialling very strongly. The 5 Gretzky, he's a real interesting runner for me. $9 in a small field, trained by Team Hawks. As I said, his last trial in particular, very, very quiet on him, Tommy Berry. Corey Brown takes the ride today off a good draw. So keen to see if there's any money for him late. And the 2 Assimilate, I'm surprised at the odds he is. He overcame plenty of trouble to win on debut at Kembla. Very strong through the line there. Obviously steps up in grade, but trained by the Snowdens, there was nothing wrong with that win. It's probably not a race I'm going to get heavily involved in. There's just too many question marks for me, but the numbers at this stage, 4-1, 5-2, Mike.
Yeah, as we said, it's a bit of a deep race for small field. My numbers are 1, 4, 2, and 6. I'm with the top of here, Dracarys. It's had the 2 nice barrier trials. The latest trial was against the older horses. It won well on debut at Warwick Farm, over 1,000 on the heavy track. I thought it had far too much to do at its second race start, stepping up to Group 2 company in the Skyline. Look, it should just tag the leaders here. And it's an interesting point you make that the stable think it'll be better on top of the ground because, as you said, all its form is on soft conditions. But I lean towards it to beat the 4 Colosimo, first up for the new stables. Had the 2 trials, put under pressure in both of them, which is a bit of a rarity, but it did win well on debut at the Gold Coast. Bowman goes on board. It has ticked the 1,200 box because it once its second started Eagle Farm over 1,200 and is drawn to map quite well. 1-4, 2 Assimilate, got to the line strongly, winning at Kembla in good time. It's probably got more to offer. And the other one, Gresham, coming out of that same race at Kembla, gave it a big start and motored home down the centre of the track. Good race to start the day, 1, 4, 2, and 6.
And Darren Flindell calling all the action today. He was obviously impressed with the Kembla race as well, tipping the Quinella out of that in reverse order. Gresham to win, number 6, ahead of 2, 1, and 5. 6, 2, 1, and 5 at the tips. What about race 2 here? Jared, the Tab Highway.
Number 1, Nick's Vendetta, $8.50. 2 a point, Percy is out. Last Try wins, $7. Suncraze, $2.25. The 5 Care to Think is out. Paul Corner, $34. Salesman, $8.50. DeBeek, $21. On the Fiddle, $4.80. Magic Ali, $14. Gentle Annie, $18. And Kiribas, $61. Look, one of the better goes on the program, this Suncraze, $2.25. We're holding 4 times more money on it than on the next best back runner, which is Nick's Vendetta, which broke through for that highway last start.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I think Nick's Vendetta will definitely roll forward. He's got the speed to take up the running. Salesman from a better draw can posse up into a good spot. Gentle Anna, Annie, I should say, another one that's from a better draw today, won't get too far away, as will Magic Ali. Now, where they get on the favourite Suncraze, even with the blinkers on, I think it's natural racing pattern and it can be a bit tardy away. It'll probably get back, but I think Nick's Vendetta can probably take up the running here.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I'm actually leaning towards Nick's Vendetta just at the value, $8.50. I'll back him each way rather than load up again on Suncraze. He's just worn me down. No surprise if he comes out and wins today with those blinkers going on, though. You know, and look, he probably is a better horse than Nick's Vendetta. But the way the race will be run, I think Nick's Vendetta each way is the way to go. I've gone 1, 4, 9, and 7. Look, he only just beat Suncraze last start. He gets probably a negative swing at the weights this time, Nick's Vendetta. But look, at the end of the day, he's super consistent. He's had the 17 starts. He's been in the money on 13 occasions. We've seen him in these highways. He's a lovely-looking horse. He'll parade well, and he'll put himself in a winning spot from the word go, whereas I think Mike just hinted on Suncraze. He's going to have to overcome some sort of... He's going to give them a head start. He's going to have to be caught wide. And until he comes out and does what we think he can do, which is absolutely annihilate a field like this, I won't be taking the $2.25. I've got him down as the obvious danger. For third, I've got number 9 on the Fiddle. He's only lightly raced, Matt Dale. He's won a stack of these. He'll probably have to get back again and weave through the pack or come down the middle. may not get the tempo up front to do that, but he's a chance. And the seven salesman, Mike's point there, that he can settle a bit closer today is a good one, because off that inside gate, I've got him basically sitting on third defence. But I think Nix Vendetta gets a soft lead. I think he's tough. I think $8.50 is a good each-way price.
Yeah, look, I sort of agree with you. I've gone for the two on paces here as opposed to wanting to tip their short price favourite, who's, I think he's six consecutive seconds when he's been hard in the market. I've gone with salesman number seven. He won a Class 2 first up at Goulburn. He was good in that same race at Warwick Farm behind Nix Vendetta and the favourite. He was down on the inside in the worst ground, battled on quite well. As I said, he's got the rail here. He can map close. He'll be in the first three, probably tagging the toppy. And I think if he gets the right split in the straight, he's going to be hard to stitch. The other thing is that third up last preparation, he improved to win a maiden over this trip at 1,400. So I'm sure he's got more to offer today. Nix Vendetta for second, for all the reasons Joycey just said there. He'll fly solo in front. He's a kilo and a half worse at the weights with the other two. Big, strong horse, though. And, you know, he's going to be in front for quite a long while, giving the ground no issue. The favourite, I'm going to put him in for third. This, you know, certainly can't leave him out of the mix, but he has got a few things against him. Corey's got to sort of, you know, try and get him to come out of the boxes, and then he's got to overcome what I'm initially thinking is going to be a biased track towards the front markers. So we'll wait and see there. And for fourth, General Annie, another one that's well drawn, has closed well on its last two Acton runs. From a better draw, it'll be in the first four also. So I'm going for a few of these on paces to upset this favourite. I'm 7, 1, 4, and 11.
Darren Fennell's gone for Nix Vendetta as well to win the race. 1, 4, 7, and 3. The tips there from Darren. Now the third race. Nice little fillies and mares this one, Gerard.
Yeah, number one, Memes, $4.20. Magic Alibi, $5. Secret Trail, $10. Sangiovese, $13. Upscale, $5.50. Positive Problems, $17. Clipper is the $3.20 favourite. And Nasak, $11, with number nine, Shamai. Scratch, look, again, a good go here. It's been a good go for Matty Dale's runner here. Clipper, $4.60 to $3.20, rocketing into favouritism. Memes went up favourite at $4.20, has held its quote, but we're holding three times more money on Clipper.
Yeah, well, the two favourites in Memes and Clipper, I think they'll both go forward and quite possibly sort the lead out. Memes has, you know, got the gate speed to lead if it wants to, and whether Clipper gives up or not, they'll sort that out. Nasak, also beautifully drawn, won't be too far away. I think the other one that's got some speed is drawn out wide, and that's Positive Problems. It'll come across and, you know, maybe try and posse up behind those three that are drawn down on the inside. So maybe there won't be any room for it once they, you know, they've gone 300 or 400 metres. But I think the two favourites are the dominant factors on pace.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. And look, I think Memes to me is just slightly better value. Well, it is better value than Clipper, so I'm going to lean her way. I've gone 1, 7, 3, and 5. It's hard to fault this filly, Memes. She just keeps coming out and producing week after week. She's been to Randwick twice. She's won both of them. She loves this distance. She loves the sting out of the track. She also races well on top of the ground. And from that inside gate, Rachel King basically can find the front and find the rails. So the others are going to have to do some work to get across her if they want to lead. If they do that, they may bring their own chances undone. I just think she's a rock-solid little filly, $4.20. She'll give you a great run for your money at that price. Number seven, Clipper. I've always been keen on this filly when she's sort of been in those highways, easier races. There's a little bit more depth here today. She was heavily backed at Caulfield last start. She had every chance there. She was only just beaten. And as we had Matty Dale on before, you can't fault really her form. Seven starts, four wins, three placings. She's certainly going to be fighting it out. Number three, Secret Trail. From that soft draw, she'll just be back, hoping they do a bit too much work up front. If they do, I think she's going to be strong late with the 2 kilo claim for Nick Haywood. She's probably the value play at the $10. And number five, Upscale. I think she's been just a touch disappointing this prep. She hasn't been far away, and she'll be thereabouts again. And, of course, she's got the services of Huey Bowman, so no surprise if she gets herself right in the mix. But I will be backing Memes, 1, 7, 3, and 5.
Now, I've got the same numbers, but I've just jumbled around slightly. But look, I don't think there's much between these two favourites, but I'm just leaning marginally towards Clipper because I think she's only had the three runs this prep. And she won her first two in the highways here at Randwick. Then went to Caulfield in that three-year-old fillies race. She had every chance the other day, but she acquitted herself well. She was only beaten narrowly. 3 weeks between runs. She's fourth up here. Soft track's no issue. She's going to get the run of the race or be in front, one of the two. And look, as I said, there won't be much between them. I'd just lean toward her marginally to beat Memes. She's racing so well, as Paul said. Back to 1,100, I think that's a bonus for her from 1,200. 3 weeks between runs is another bonus. But she's having a seventh run, and I'm not saying that she hasn't got another run in her, but once, you know, these horses have had several runs, you're just waiting for them to fall off the perch. So I just think Clipper may have the upside in the fact that it hasn't had as many runs. So leaning towards it to beat Memes. Five upscale, another one that's going to be suited coming back in distance from the 1,200 to 1,100. Last three wins have been at that trip and should go forward and get a nice run here. And for fourth, number three, Secret Trail. Was good last start behind Isa Rich when it was marginally held up. And as Paul said, if they do overcook it up front, these two favourites, she's the one that will be closing. 7, 1, 5, and 3.
And Darren Flindell's gone for a bit of value here. Number 8, Nasak. It's currently $11 with Tabfix odds to beat 172, 817 and 2. Great to have you with us on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing on Racing HQ this Saturday morning. We'll take a break. Back with more of the preview shortly.
On Sky Sports Radio, we bring you Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage. Key to that is our team of experienced presenters, including Paul Langham.
Every night, I'm delighted to bring punters everything they need to back winners. Tab market movers, caller updates, all geared to help listeners enjoy and hopefully profit from their punting.
Paul Langham, part of our national racing service, every day on your racing leader. Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loans subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Guys, whether it's directly or indirectly, all of us have been impacted by cancer. Here's an easy way you can make a difference.
Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. They're aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians.
But we need more blokes. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up at abcstudy.com.au. It can be done from home and in your own time.
It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. The Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. Get on board today at abcstudy.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to Racing HQ. We're in the Sydney preview at Randwick this afternoon. We're up to race four, the Sydney Spring Carnival, on sale now. Handicap over 1,000 metres. Jared?
Yes, Jason, this is the first leg of that Big Six. A nice pool there today. Number one, Proconsul 19. Lion Couchant 14. Star Crossed $4.40. Door Star 10. Super 2, the $2.40 favourite. Salerno 15. Legerity 16. Walk Right In $21. And it could have been. Is $5. Best back runner on the card as it stands is Super 2, coming off that beautiful trial. We put up 270, did get out to 280, but they've stepped in the last 24 hours. $2.40 now, and we're holding four times more money on it than on the next best back runner, which is Could Have Been, which was 17 to 460, but just now back to $5.
Yeah, well, speed in the race, listening to your interview with Mark Connors before, Super 2 will definitely go forward from that draw. I think the other contenders for the speed battle. Lion Couchant from a wide draw, it'll come across, and the other one is Star Crossed. I think they're the only real contenders for the lead, and if we believe Mark, Super 2 will probably take up the running from the other two.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. Exactly how I see the race unfolding. Look, I've gone for 9 on top here, Could Have Been, at the better odds. I've gone 9, 5, 3, and 2. I just like the fact that she's so lightly raced. The Snowdens have only had this preparation, so she's had the two runs for them. She's won both of them. Paul Snowden was on before and he said, look, she's been doing a few things wrong, which she has. So they'll be ironing out those issues. But what it also shows to me is there's still potential and upside to her. She's coming in here basically on the bottom of the weights at 54.5. She's going to get this soft run in behind this very fast pace that we've identified. And I just think at the value, I'm going to have something on her to knock over Super 2 without a lot of confidence, because it wouldn't surprise me if Super 2 is just too quick for them around the 1,000 here. The aggressive nature of the ride with Deanne Pagna aboard, she may just be too fast. But you're diving in at $2.40. That's not my real go. Number 3, Star Cross. I'm interested to see how he handles the pressure today. He's a horse that generally likes to find the front, steady up and then sprint. He won't get the opportunity to do that today, I don't think. But with Lion Couchant drawn outside, he may end up getting the dream tag third just off them. So maybe that'll be his chance to do that today. And the 2 Lion Couchant, it was a huge run at Randwick last start behind Salerno. Did a heap of work a mile off the track from barrier 13. And there he was really to the last stride. He was going to win the race. So draw's not ideal for him today. He's going to have to work across. But he's a tough horse, and he's definitely underestimated. The $14 is over the odds. But for me, I'll be backing Could Have Been to cause a bit of an upset, 9, 5, 3 and 2.
Yeah, look, my numbers are 5, 2, 3 and 9. I'm with Super 2 now. I think the question that we all have to ask is, you know, has this filly left it on the track with that, you know, 10-plus length win at Warwick Farm? If you go back to her very first race start, she won 2 trials. She ran electric time at Warwick Farm at a second trial. She ran nearly 2 seconds quicker than the average on the day. And she came out and won a Canberra 1,000-metre two-year-old race in impressive fashion, only by a length, but had plenty up the sleeve. She's unbeaten fresh. She's unbeaten at 1,000. She's won 3 from 3 at the trip. I think she'll just go to the front. And with Deanne's aggressive nature, I think she'll just be too good for them. I don't think they'll be able to run her down. And the fact that she's had the 2 trials as prep is another good thing, and she did run good time winning the first of those 2 Warwick Farm trials. So, look, I'll lean towards her. Lion Couchant, impressive wins its first 2 runs this campaign, both at Hawkesbury over 1,000. The most recent effort, I thought, was full of merit, whereas wide up on the speed, also here at Randwick in a slightly stronger race than this, did plenty of work and battled on really well. I like the fact they've given it a month since that run. Again, freshen it right up, and it'll be ready to produce its best. 3 Star Cross for third. 1 Well both runs this prep over 1,100 metres. Comes back to 1,000. I don't really see that as a negative beat, because it's an on-pace type, and coming back 100 metres being an on-pacer, it's not such a disservice. And for fourth, your first selection, number 9, coming off 2 good wins and easier at Kembla and Canterbury, and certainly does map beautifully from that draw. It'll probably be fourth or fifth. I'm with the 5, 2, 3 and 9.
Darren Fendell is also with the favourite Super 2. It's 5 on top from 1, 3 and 2. The fifth race on the card, 3-year-old Benchmark 78 over 1,200. A few scratchings here, Jerry.
Deductions to apply there. Number 1, Kings of Leon is out. 2, Spending the Win, $2 in favourite. 3, Cadigan is out. 4, Damn Ready is out. 5, Argent Door, $7. 6, Nick Cock is out. Parlay Vu, $6.50. Superstar Bob, $9.50. Time Out of Mind, $14. Chatterchap, $9.50. Aquatic, $7.50. And the 12, Woomera, is out. And Spending to Win, one of the better backrunners on the program, it's even money. In fact, we're holding 7 times more money on it than on the next best backrunner, which is Superstar Bob.
Yeah, well, we're down to a field of 7 with multiple scratchings here, and the scratchings have made things a lot easier for this favourite, Spending to Win. It flies solo in front now. Superstar Bob, I think it'll be sitting second, a couple of lengths off it. Then the other ones I've got, Parlay Boo won't be too far away, but the scratchings have really helped this one, Joycey.
Yeah, they sure have, Mike. Look, I was keen on him before the scratching started to come through, and it's only enforced my opinion here. I think he's the best bet of the day. Now, we had Huey on earlier, Huey Bowman, of course. He sort of declared that it's his most confident ride of the day, the way the race was going to unfold, and Mike's just hit the nail on the head with his speed map. Here's a horse who was very heavily back to win first up from barrier 12 of 12 at Warwick Farm, and if you could have mapped the worst thing to unfold, it's exactly how the race panned out. Huey did a bit of work early on him to get across. He couldn't. He had to sit 3 wide facing the breeze. In the meantime, Kings of Leon, who's a very talented horse racing later today, was camped right behind him. They got to the turn and it all sort of fanned out, and Kings of Leon just popped off his back and nailed him late. Spending to Win held on for second. So really strong first up run. Go back through his last preparation where he's racing in races like the Eskimo Prince behind Man from U.N.C.L.E. Guard of Honour, beaten less than a length. Just edged out by tactical advantage at Randwick as well. So there's so much depth to that former as the depth to the rivals today, I don't think is anywhere near it. Throw in the gun run, gun jockey. Yeah, he is the best bet of the day. $2, that's probably as short as you want, but I don't think you're going to get much better. Jared said you've got seven times more money on him than anyone else, so I think it's going to keep coming. Number seven, Parlay Vu. He's been good at Randwick previously. He's first up run behind Kings of Leon. We've got the exact same form reference through Spending to Win, so there's no reason he won't give the favourite a decent shake, but I think Spending to Win's got his measure. Number eight, Superstar Bob. I've got plenty of time for this horse. In fact, I haven't seen him trial worries me a fraction. He's still does a couple of things wrong. He's a big, green, scopey-looking thing. Nice horse for the future. And number nine, Time Out of Mind. Very good winner at Newcastle, first up off a break, and then did have some excuses behind Petrosian. So you couldn't rule him out altogether. But really, at the end of the day, gun run stuff to the favourite, 2, 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, look, I can't really add any more at all. I've got the same Cronulla there for all the reasons you just said there. But Paul's... He ticks all the boxes. He was terrific first up at Warwick Farm. He's going to get a soft lead here with our premier rider on board. He is short enough, but, you know, he just looks far too good for them. Parlay Vu carried my money the other day at Warwick Farm when Corey was first to come, forced, I should say, to come through towards the inside in the slightly inferior ground when he ran a good third. He's going to get a nice draw here. He'll tag this favourite all the way. I doubt that he can get past him, but he certainly will acquit himself well. Superstar Bob, first up, no barrier trial at all to go on, but probably should nearly be unbeaten, this horse. He won 3 from 4 at his only campaign. He was a winner at Randwick at his second race start, and then his next start again at Randwick in one of those highway races. He was badly held up, only got out late and got to the line quite strongly, and then went on and won a weak benchmark race at Canberra. So, look, this is obviously a step up in grade, but the horse has obviously got plenty of ability. And for fourth, I'll throw in number 11 down the bottom there, Aquatic. Professional place getter, this one. Back marker that always seems to find a bit of trouble. Look, it's been up a long time, but continues to race well. And once again, I expect it to be closing into a place. Favourite looks far too good here. 2, 7, 8, and 11.
And Aaron Flindell is also in agreement with Spending to Win. To win, number 2 on top to beat 7, 5 and 11. All right, Jared, race 6 over 1,800.
Yeah, and number 5, Leopari, came out this morning. 17 cents your deduction there. It was pretty hard in the market. Number 1, Sound Proposition, the $3.40 favourite. Marinostro, 11. Man of His Word, 5. Jack and Obey, 12. And number 6, Loyalty Man, $6.50. Orvray, 21. So, Willie, $4.20, Loophole, 18, Avarasun, 17. Punters, not that keen here. Best backed is Loyalty Man, just ahead of Man of His Word, but they're still figuring this one out.
Yeah, 1,800-metre start at Randwick, and I think the pace is drawn wide here. We've got Loyalty Man and Sound Proposition drawn the two outside barriers. I think they'll press forward, cover horses like Jack and Obey and Marinostro. The rest of them like to find their feet. So, look, I'm thinking maybe Loyalty Man will press forward. Sound Proposition may give up, and I think they'll be running 1-2, and I don't think there's a great deal of pressure here.
Yeah, exactly the way I see it, Mike. I've gone 1, 8, 6, and 4 for that exact reason. Number 1, Sound Proposition, on top for me. Look, we heard from Chris Lees before. Obviously, Australian punters might have seen a lot of him. He raced in New Zealand. He said he was a Group 1 winner over there. He's definitely recently Group 1 placed in the Bone Crusher over 2000. We saw him at Randwick 4 weeks ago, and he was never going to lose that race at any stage. He sat outside the leader, he relaxed, he took control turning for home, and horses of this nature who he's racing against today just didn't look like running him down. He had 2 1/4 lengths up his sleeve on the line. He's gone up a bit in weight, but we still get the claim for Rachel King. The map looks almost identical to how the race unfolded the other day, and we're on a soft track, which is basically, you know, it was a hit. That was the improving heavy track the other day, so... It just looks like a case of deja vu, and Sound Proposition class should get him home. Number 8, So Willie. He's been up a long, long time this prep. He should get a nice smother today. He'll chase. He'll find the line. He had his Christmas 4 starts ago when everything went his way and he won. Number 6, Loyalty Man, adds a bit of interest coming from Melbourne. At least brings a different form line to the race. And we have seen this horse successful in Sydney previously. And number 4, Jack and Obey. Well, it's been a long, long time since we've seen him in Sydney, but he has won twice at Randwick. He's been racing in strong open class races down in Victoria, and he's as tough as they come, and he handles all sorts of tracks. So I've thrown him in for 4th, but I'm backing Sound Proposition straight out, Mike, 1, 8, 6 and 4.
Yeah, look, I'm with the on paces here, but I've flipped them around. I've gone with Loyalty Man, the six here. He's coming through three pretty solid runs in Melbourne this preparation, all at Flemington, up to a mile. His most recent start was at a mile. Marginally held up between runners early in the straight, but the best part of his race was the last 60 to 80 metres where he was getting to the line strongly. As Paul said, he's got experience here. He won at Canterbury last preparation at his fifth run back. One of the key factors to his chances are he's fourth up here, and he's had three other preparations where he's raced fourth up, and he's won every time. So he's won three from three fourth up. He seems to peak at that run. Kieran McAvoy goes on board, and I think if he can control the tempo up front, which he looks likely to do, I think he's going to take plenty of running down. Sound Proposition is obviously the danger. It was good on pace win for the new stable 28 days ago, winning over a mile here at Randwick. His racing pattern suggests that, you know, he's not going to have any trouble with the trip, but he's got five wins at 1600 and he's had five runs beyond a mile and yet to win. He's raced well, but he just hasn't ticked that box yet, so that's the only slight concern. But you would think he's going to run it, but as I say, he's just got to tick the box first, so that's just a slight negative there. For third, number eight, So Willie, I think he was advantaged last start in the Leopari race at Warwick Farm when he came back from 2000 to a mile. He hit the line quite strongly. He's back out to 1800 here today, and I think that's probably a slight negative for him also. He's never won beyond a mile, but definitely a place chance. And for fourth, number three, Man of His Word, he's having a sound prop without winning. He's been good his last four of his five runs. He's on a quick backup from a close second last Saturday in the Winter Stakes, and he's definitely in the mix for the Miners. I'm going to hope that the six can control this. 6, 1, 8, and 3.
Darren Findell's with Sound Proposition to win again. One on top to beat 3, 9, and 8. We're going to take a short break. Nice to have you with us on Racing HQ. We're back soon.
2017 was Inglis' greatest ever select yearling sale season. Inglis Classic, introducing Riverside Stables to the world. Melbourne Premier, the newest member of the Millionaires Club. And Inglis Easter averaged 73% higher than the nearest Southern Hemisphere yearling sale. Entries for the 2018 Inglis Yearling Sale Series are now open. Enter online at inglis.com.au.
Racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Susie from Delicious Dairies. We're proud to give back to the community by not only supporting our farmers, but by hiring people from Nova Employment who wouldn't necessarily get a chance. They are valued members of our business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Three races to go in our preview of Randwick this afternoon. We're up to race number 7. Jared, the July sprint.
Number 1, That's a Good Idea, $5. Felines is the $3.90 favourite. Boss Lane, 8. Reldas, 5. Kudero, 6. Highly Geared, $5.50. Number 7, Magic Alibi, is out. Petrosian, $9.50. Quiet betting affair, I've got to say. Fairlines has just been on the drift. In fact, it went up $3.40, was $3.70, now $3.90. The firmer today, and since market open, has been Highly Geared. We put up $9, was $6.50 earlier, and it's trimmed up a point already into $5.50.
Yeah, as the market suggests, there's plenty with chances in this race. The speed, I think highly geared, roll straight to the front here. That's a good idea. On the fresh side, won't be too far away. Felines can hold a spot from barrier one, and I think the other one that'll probably go forward, it'll be Boss Lane getting into fourth spot. But I think that the lead's up for grabs for highly geared.
Yeah, it looks that way, Mike. Petrosian, of course, surprised everyone, led last start over 1,300, but drops back to the 1,100 today. So I'm assuming, Mike, you agree there? He probably goes back to his old pattern of getting back?
I would think so, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, OK. Well, look, I've gone 2, 4, 3, and 1. I'm sticking with Felines. I've had a bit of luck with her in the past. She doesn't usually let me down when I back her, and I think the inside gate today gives Hughie Bowman that gun smother, which she probably needs to see at the strong 1,100. She's certainly known as a more explosive 1,000-metre horse than 1,100 horse, but she loves Randwick. She loves these conditions, a sort of sting-out, softish track. And, yeah, she's got 60.5 to carry for a mare, but she's got the class on her side. She wasn't that long ago. She was running around in a Group 1 Galaxy, and she ran fifth in that. So I don't think too many of these would be putting their hand up to go around in a Group 1 and be competitive. So I'll stick with number 2, Felines, with run-of-the-race stuff. To beat the 4, Reldas, he just adds plenty of interest to this race. He's got this Victorian form. He's been racing well this preparation. He sit back off them and finish hard. He seems to handle all sorts of going. So to me, he just adds an extra dimension to the race. Whereas number 3, Boss Lane, we know him very well. He saves his best for Randwick, so he's at the right track today. He needs a few things to fall his way. Interestingly, Ron Quinton seems to think he needs to find the rail to show his best. So an inside split for him will be essential at some stage. And that's a good idea with Paul Snowden on earlier. The stats will tell you this. He needs a good track, and he may not get that today. Mike gave us the tip earlier that it may not be in that good 4 range that a few of us are hoping for, at least expecting. I know Paul Snowden was sort of hoping that we'd drift into that good 4 range. So it all depends on track condition for him. 2, 4, 3, and 1. I'll be sticking with Felines, Mike.
Yeah, look, I'm with a completely different runner here in Highly Geared. This horse has had been quite competitive without winning him 3 of his last 4 runs. I thought he was a good last start behind Calandra and Sir Plush at Rose Hill over 1,100 metres. Was in slightly inferior ground. 3 weeks between runs. He's, you know, with 51.5 kilos on his back, some of these, you know, bigger weighted horses up the top are going to be giving him a fairly big start and giving him plenty of weight. I should say giving her plenty of weight. And she just may take plenty of running down. I think she can highball it in front. And if the track's still holding out towards the inside at the latter stage of the day, I think she'd be hard to beat. The danger, I thought, was Cadiro. Interesting runner here. He's battled on well without clear air last Saturday behind Washington Heights at Rose Hill, where his stats at Rose Hill aren't all that good. He'd had 5 runs there, been unplaced every time. He comes back to Randwick, which is a big tick. The other thing where he ticks, it gets a really big tick for me, is he's on a quick backup now. He's had 7 runs in his life on a quick backup for 3 wins and 2 placings, and the other 2 where he didn't place were at the wrong distance. So he's a horse that really does react on a quick backup, so look for him to improve for sure. 2 Felines, no knock on it, 42-day break and a couple of trials since failed in the June Stakes behind the Monstar. Hughie goes back on board and is drawn to map well. In its last 5 wins, 4 of them have been at Randwick, so gets plenty of ticks there. And for 4th, number 3, Boss Lane. He's another one that was a good winner at Randwick 2 runs back, where he won quite impressively over 1,200. Went to the Ramorny last start, didn't really repeat that run, was stuck down on the inside in slightly inferior ground. He's a horse that can bounce back and gets back to his preferred track at Randwick, so wouldn't be at all surprised to see him improve. Look, it is a tricky race, but I just think the 6 might be able to highball it in front with the light weight and take plenty of running down to beat 5, 2, and 3.
Darren Findell is with the Felines, number 2 to win from 3, 6, and 1, 2, 3, 6, and 1. Race number 8, second last on the card. Jared, the Winks is coming handicap.
Yes, Jason, 15 cents worth of deductions for the 1 Lord Von Costa and the 2 Your Way coming out. 3 tail event, 13. He's a given, 10. Last Witness, $12. Valero King, $2.90. Torpen House, 6. Kings of Leon is the $2.50 favourite. Choice Lager, 21. Annandale Last, 34. As soon as markets went up, there was a really good move for Kings of Leon. It was 350 to 260 before scratchings. To touch 225, just back to 250.
We're holding double the amount on it than we are on Bolero King, but there's been a good move for Bolero King this morning. It's the best back so far today, going $3.60 into $2.90 since the scratchings.
Yeah, well, speed in the race, I think Choice Lager from Barrier 1 will press forward. Bolero King won't be too far away. The other one there is Talavent, also nicely drawn, can press forward into the first three. Now, this favourite, Kings of Leon, like you would think from that draw, he's going to go back. But, Paul, I had a look in some of his previous form, and he has, you know, been handy to the speed a few times. So I was just wondering, maybe they may be a little bit more aggressive with him, or they may just go to the normal racing pattern and go back. I'm not really sure there, but I've got Choice Lager leading if all things just pan out normally.
Yeah, Mike, I think Huey Bowman seemed to even give us the tip there as well with that tricky draw for Kings of Leon. He wasn't sure where he'd end up on him, and he's a horse that can over-race a little bit too, at least he has done in the past, so they seem to have been trying to ride him to settle off pace and relax a bit early to save that energy for the finish. So from barrier 10, if you've identified that speed correctly, Mike, I think they'll probably be more conservative early and try and get him to settle to save up for that devastating sprint that we know he's got. Look, I've just gone for Bolero King. I've gone 6, 8, 7 and 5. I'm a massive rat for Kings of Leon, but it's just that little query about where he gets to in the run. Whereas I know Bolero King, he'll either lead or sit outside the lead, and I think he'll get a reasonably easy time of it up front in the small field. He's come back from a long layoff with two terrific runs. First up at Gosford was brilliant over the 1,100, carrying 60.5. And then last time at Canterbury, he just had to do too much work in the early stages, drawing 11 of 12. And old Torpenhow, if any horse is going to jump out of the ground and knock you off, I didn't expect it to be Torpenhow, but he got me. And I've had to wait my time to try and get square again. So I'll try and square up on Bolero King, the 6, just to beat the 8 Kings of Leon. Look, if Huey Bowman produces a copybook ride, I think Kings of Leon is the better horse going forward. The market's got him on top. No knock there. The 7, Torpenhow, perhaps just coming back to the sprint trips is going to be the key for him. It seemed to be what switched him on the other day at Canterbury. But until he comes and does it twice in a row, he's only going in for a multiple for me. And the 5, Last Witness. Well, it was a good run last start at Warwick Farm behind Isa Rich, and Corey Brown sticks solid. Third up off a spell here today. No surprise he runs a decent race. But it really does look as though the two favourites have drawn out to fight this out. I've gone 6, 8, 7 and 5.
I've got the same numbers in the same order, so do you want to talk about something else? look, pretty much you've nailed it exactly right. He's been super, this horse. Both runs back from that long spell. The first up win at Gosford was great, and he had way too much to do the other day at Canterbury and was only run down late. He's had 17 days since that run, which is something I like. The only other point that I would add to his chances in his limited career, and he only had one other preparation, and he improved dramatically third up to win at Hawkesbury over 1,400, albeit an easier company. But he's definitely got a pattern to find another gear here today. And I just think if he gets control up front or is, you know, running second, he's going to take plenty of running down. No knock on the favourite, Kings of Leon. Hit the line strongly and easier. All three runs is prep. The only slight negative, he's had 7 soft track runs yet to win. He's raced okay, but he's never won on a soft track. And as I said, I'm thinking there's still going to be a bit of give in this track today. And the awkward draw is a slight concern. 7 for third, Torpenhow. It got the job done running down our Bolero King last start at Canterbury, but had all favours. Actually meets it 1.5 kilos better at the weights for the win, but I doubt that he'll be able to repeat that performance. And for fourth, number 5, Last Witness. Fitter for an improved effort there, second up when a closing fourth at Warwick Farm. But once again, I think he'd be giving these a little bit too much start. Same numbers, same order, 6, 8, 7, 5.
And Darren Findell is also tipping Bolero King, similar order. He's gone 6, 7, 3 and 8. All right, Jared, what about race 9, the last over 1,500?
Yeah, lucky last, and Iman Yui came out this morning, 8 cents the win, 9 cents the place. Number 1, Zinzanetti's also out. Number 2, Gold Ambition, 15. Invincible Knight, 9. Olympic Academy, 34. The 5, Del Prado is out. 6, Pelothronius, $7. Admiral Jello, 19. Hollywood Bound, 34. Maracabar, 17. Kingsguard, 8. Brazen, 26. Dubai in Style, 9. Francesco, 10. Number 14, Minor Frecure is out. 15, Stain, $2.90. 16 is I'm a Newey, which is out. And Lay Down the Law is $21. Good go, this for Stain throughout the week. $7 we put up was $3.50 and $3.10. Now $2.90 after the adjustment
for the scratching this morning of Iman Newey, but we're holding seven times more on it than on the next best back runner, which is Pelithronis. On the next line at $7, and there's just been a nibble for a few runners. Even down the bottom, Brazen's had some support at $26.
Biggest field of the day, but I haven't got a great deal of pressure here. I've got Kingsguard coming across from that wide draw, taking up the running. Gold Ambition will hold its spot from a nice draw. I think the other one with Huey on board is Admiral Jello. It'll come across. And Maracabar, first up here, off a nice trial. I think it won't be too far away. The favourite, Stain, I think he can posse in the first third of the field, maybe fifth or sixth, but I haven't got a great deal of pressure here, Joycey, but I've got Kingsguard coming across and taking it up.
Yeah, the only other runner I've got probably pressing forward in those first three would be Lay Down the Law, who has got to run the third emergency. Mark Connors gave us the indication that he'd roll forward there. So I agree, though, Mike, not a lot of pace or pressure in the overall scheme of things, considering the field size. I've gone 15, 6, 10 and 9. I'm with Stain, spotted this horse fairly early, and he just keeps producing the goods, so it's no reason to jump off him. Karen McAvoy bought off a soft draw, looks to get a lovely trail, as Mike said, just in behind the even tempo. He was in a very awkward spot on the turn at Canterbury last start, and if you're on the $2.05, you would have had a few nervous moments, but Huey Bowman, A, gave him an absolute peach of a ride, but B, the horse himself knuckled down and got the job done. It's funny how these horses seem to do that. When they start winning, they keep winning. And with six starts now, he's had four wins, and all four of those have been his last four starts. I'm not going to jump off number 15, Stain. I thought the danger, number 6, Pelithronius. Now, here's one I am jumping off. We've been having a great run on this horse on the heavy tracks. He just keeps producing the goods. He's had a freshen up. He's had a trial. He's an underrated galloper, six wins from 12 starts. And maybe I am jumping off a little bit too early. It's only a soft track today. If it was a heavy track, I would have been on him for sure. Number 10, Kingsguard. He got under my guard last start. I didn't have him in the last leg of the quaddie. Sure enough, he got a picnic in front and held on. He'll get a similar run today. He's fairly lightly raised. He's tough. Up until last start, he didn't win very often, but he decided to win when I had the quaddie going. And number 9, Maracabar. Blinkers first time. Resumes from a spell. Hasn't shown a lot in the trials, but the fact that blinkers go on shows a bit of intent there. And this horse showed a stack of ability early in his career. He's obviously had a few little issues and breaks here and there, but be interesting to see if there's any support for him today. But 15, Stain, up, running, fit, gets the right run. I've got him on top. 15, 6, 10 and 9 in the last, Mike.
Yeah, look, with you, I agree. I'm 15, 9, 12 and 6. I think he's probably short enough, but he maps so well compared to some of the other chances in the race. He's won well and easy at 2 from 2 this prep at Newcastle and Canterbury up to 15.80. At his only run where he was third up, he went ahead from a maiden win to win a benchmark 65 easily by just in excess of 3 lengths. He drops 5.5 kilos here. He's going to map beautifully, maybe fifth or sixth, and he's probably a deserved favourite. But as I say, he's short enough, but he should be too good for them. 9 for second, Maracabar. As first up here, the two nice cold trials. It's been good in all three fresh appearances, winning twice. He maps in the first three with little effort, and he did win at Randwick first up last preparation in a 1,400-metre race where it sat three wide up on the speed and was still too strong for them. So I'm sure it's going to race well. 12 for third, Dubai in style. This is one back marker that did enough first up at Warwick Farm. Can progress here second up. And it's got the rail, which I think is good if it can sort of, you know, get some sort of a drag forward along the inside and then pop out at the right time, especially coming to race 9. I'm sure it can hit the line strongly, and a little bit of a soft track's no disservice there. And number 6, Pelithronius. Good wins all three runs this preparation up to a mile. Up to 1,400. It's had a month between runs, but as Paul's pointed out, it's had a lovely barrier trial since to keep its fitness levels up. We'll get back, but look for it to be running on. 15, 9, 12 and 6.
And Darren Fundette also with a 15, Stain, to beat 10, 12 and 6, Stain on the top there. Jared, I know you've got to get going early. Have you got a jockey challenge for us?
Sure do. Of course, Huey Bowman battling for the Jockeys Premiership. Incidentally, that Jockeys Premiership market has Huey at $1.20 and Brendan Abdullah $4.60. But for the Jockey Challenge there at Royal Ramley today, Huey's a $2.10 favourite from Kieran McAvoy at $2.60. And then we go to Corey Brown, $3.80. Rachel King, $21. Anglin and Collett, $26. And Abdullah and any other, $51 each at $2. Isn't it amazing? Brendan Abdullah going for the Premiership. Four rides today.
What's been the best back runner today with Tadbot.com.au at Randwick?
Yeah, you could pick probably three or four of them. Super 2 just, actually. Super 2 from Clipper and Kings of Leon. Jason?
All right, thanks, Jared. Have a good day.
Thank you. Enjoy the day.
Indeed. Jared Middleton from TAB. Mike, your best today?
Look, I don't want to state the obvious, but I think Spending to Win's probably going to be far too good for them in race 5. That's race 5, number 2, Spending to Win. I do think Highly Geared in race 7, number 6. I think it'll acquit itself well. And I'm also having something on Loyalty Man in race 6, number 6. So a pair of sixes. Loyalty Man, Highly Geared, into the short one, Spending to Win.
Tricky poker hand. Thanks, Mike.
Cheers, boys.
Okay, Mike Fraser.
See you, Paul.
See you, Mike.
What's your best, Paul?
Yeah, Spending to Win. Race 5, number 2. Take the $2 by the sound of things. You're not going to get that for much longer.
All right. While we've got a little bit of time up our sleeve, Paul, fresh off, a few months ago, we heard that Racing New South Wales would be announced a horse welfare fund where they'd give 1% of prize money each year to retired racehorses. And, of course, today, splashed across all the papers, it was Home Straight, a $5 million racing retirement plan for our elite horses. Lots to talk about there, and Racing New South Wales CEO Peter Volantis is joining us now. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Jason.
Very exciting initiative. Tell us a little bit about what's in the pipeline.
Look, it just shows the community that Racing New South Wales is very serious about horse welfare. We gave a commitment a few months ago that we would rehome every horse that's born, bred, domiciled or trained in New South Wales. And in order to do that, we've purchased a property, 2,600 acres. It's going to be the shop front for the horse welfare program. It will be a bed and breakfast resort on the weekends where people can go up there. They can go trout fishing. They can do clay shooting and many other things. But the prime purpose would be to look to purchase a horse. And in the long term, we will also have our retired champions that wish to go up there, and we'll have a special paddock, etc., that the public can go and see. Look, it's a long-term plan. It's a major land bank purchase, but it just shows that we are taking the horse welfare to another level.
Indeed it does. Stallions and mares, of course, can all go off to stud, but geldings are very hard to rehome. It gives them an opportunity as well, Peter. Tell us, how many horses are you envisaging on the property?
Look, the property can take quite a few horses because it's 2,600 acres of land, but we've got satellites throughout New South Wales that we'll be announcing in very soon, and the Cabotree property will be used predominantly for horses that are ready to be provided to a home, either, for pleasure horses or riding schools or police or equestrians. Now, there's a multitude of uses for these horses. So you can go up that property, have a great weekend with the family, and probably come home with a horse.
Sounds like a plan. We've seen the Living Legends in Victoria very successful as well. I remember going down there and seeing Apache Cat and Chief De Beers, and Good Barbar was down there, and I think there's plans for the likes of Haraki and Hartnell to head out to our own Living Legends in New South Wales.
That's right. As part of the program, we will have a major centre there for Living Legends. And, I'll never forget the day I went to Bart Cummings and saw my favourite horse, Saintly. Mm. People want to see these retired champions, and we'll give them that opportunity in this new property.
I suppose it'll create plenty of jobs as well, Peter.
Absolutely, and especially in those country areas, there's high youth unemployment, and this will be an economic multiplier for that area. And it just happens to be in our minister's electorate, Paul O'Toole, so he's strongly supportive of the initiative. And as I say, we'll be making further announcements in the next couple of weeks with some major joint ventures that Racing New South Wales has entered into, which will be groundbreaking, and we'll release those in the next few weeks.
All right, that property somewhere between the Lithgow and Mudgee, Bandanora. When is it likely to get underway and start operations?
Look, we don't get to the property for another 3 months, and we've got a 5-year plan. It's all been designed with the infrastructure. What I liked about the property is that when you go there, they've got cabins there already, and you just feel as though you've gone back into the 1800s. They've been magnificently maintained. The owners of the property have done a wonderful job. It's only had 3 owners, and one of the owners was the major shareholder of Sunbeam, so you got all the old Sunbeam products, and the owners have been very kind. They're going to leave everything there. So it's a piece of New South Wales history as well as this horse resort.
I'm sure you'll get a long waiting list initially for the B&B. It sounds a very exciting initiative, Peter. We thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Jason.
Peter Volandi's Racing New South Wales CEO. Lots to look forward to there, isn't it?
Oh, plenty to look forward to, Jason. And look, you know, administrators, they usually cop criticism for something, don't they? There's no way in the world anyone can criticise what they've done here. This is a brilliant sort of step that they're taking in the right direction for animal welfare. And I think within the industry, people know how much we love and care for our horses. Outside of the industry, in the broader public, sometimes gets lost in translation. So something like this, splashed around the front page of a paper, you know, if it gets through to a few people, a smaller percentage of those outside of racing population, then it's a good thing. And at the end of the day, it is a really good thing for horses that are going to retire and spend their time up there. And look, it's an attractive idea for a family, I think, to go up there for a weekend. Those farm stays as a kid, you'd go to a horse ranch or something like that as a kid. I used to love it. So it'll be something I'll look into once it gets set up, for sure.
Yeah, pioneering move there from Racing New South Wales, and great to see the wider media getting behind it. Paul, it's been good working with you. Looking forward to Randwick today.
Yeah, absolute pleasure, Jase. Thanks for having me, and I'll be back next week between 8 and 9, so just shifting around a little bit for the next couple of weeks.
All right, thanks very much for your company on Racing HQ as well. Andrew Benzie will be back in the chair next Saturday. Our first race this morning from New Zealand's at 20 to 11. Randwick gets underway at 11:35. On Sky Sports Radio, we have previews coming up with Simon Harrison in the chair. Melbourne is next. Very good morning.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
It's Audi season, the mid-year sales event not to be missed. Visit your preferred Audi dealer to book a test drive today. Don't miss out. If you're off to the airport, it's heavy on Marsh Street and Airport Drive approaching the International Terminal, but the M5 East is looking okay for now. In Glebe, we've got a car accident on Broadway at Bay Street. One of four citybound lanes is closed. And in Bass Hill, a burst water main on the Hume at Arundel Road has one eastbound lane closed. The Hills M2 eastbound off-ramp to Pennant Hills Road will be closed tonight from 9 p.m. till 7 a.m. Detours in place. Follow signs. Details at northconnects.com.au. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Guys, whether it's directly or indirectly, all of us have been impacted by cancer. Here's an easy way you can make a difference.
Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. They're aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians.
But we need more blokes. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up at abcstudy.com.au. It can be done from home and in your own time.
It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. The Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. Get on board today at abcstudy.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
And they're off and racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 3 minutes after nine. It's time to take a look at this 9-race card at Flemington. Mark Hunter, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon.
And Dean Lester's with us. Dean, good morning.
Yeah, hello, Simon.
So all locked up at the Premiership, Dean. Who do you think will take it out this year?
Gee, it's a defining day. Craig Williams has got a spectacular book of rides. If he doesn't sew it up today, he leaves the door a little bit open because he's certainly got the advantage of the rides.
Now, I'll help you gentlemen out with the latest TAB fixed odds. We're on a good four with fine conditions. And the rail is out 3 metres. The first from Flemington is due at 10 minutes to midday. Now, this one's the VRC recognition handicap over 1,600 metres. A benchmark 78. And one scratching is number 9, best suggestion. With the TAB fixed odds, one Riyadh has been $8.50 to $9. Two Abidian, $3.30 in favourite. Three Electric Fusion, 21 into 18. Four Lamborghini's been $16 to $18. Five Gervais, $4.20 to $5. Six Approved Anger, $6. Seven Commanding Time, 26 into 21. $8 for $3, $3.90 into $3.80, and 10 Spearhead, $26. So $3.30 for the favourite here, Aberdeen. Mark, I'll begin with you. How do you see the first race?
I mean, I'll say this is one of the trickiest races of the day. I've got no real confidence here. I'll tip number 5, Gervais. Pardon me. I thought it trialled well going into that first up run. It didn't do a lot there, but it's fitter. It gets to its home track. And as Dean said, this is one of Craig Williams' many good rides for the day. To beat number 2, Aberdeen, who no doubt is the best horse in the race. It didn't compete against much in the trial, but looked okay. $8 for dollar. Getting back onto dry ground will certainly improve. It's the likely leader or one of the leaders. And I thought 3 Electric Fusion was far from the worst. Back on top of the ground, if it can just find anywhere near its best form, it's competitive here. But a very tough race for mine, 5, 2, 8, and 3.
So 5, 2, 8, 3, race 1. Dino, which way are you going?
I'm
going
to go with Aberdeen because I just think he's obviously a bit of a talent. He seemed to trial quite well, and I just think that most of these are just hit their mark a little bit. So he's the key runner for me. Dollar for dollar back onto dry ground is certainly a good chance in the race of improving. Approved Anger, it's about as far as he wants, 1,600, but he's there with some hope. And Gervais, as Mark mentioned, fitter for one run in and has one here at Flemington. He can improve. But yeah, I think the race revolves around number 2 if he's ready and fancy. 2, 8, 6, and 5.
2, 8, 6, and 5 there from Dean. Matt Hill provides selections in race 1. 8, 2, 1, 6. Matt's with $8 for dollar. Over to Aberdeen, 1 Riyadh, and 6 Approved Anger. Over to the second, this one's the Rising Stars final, and for the fillies and mares, it's over 1,600 metres. The one scratching here is number 8, Liming. With the fixed here, 1 Hella High Water, 460 to 480. 2 Step the Pedal, 11. 3 Dalbarton, 460 into 440. 4 Jackie's Joy, $15. 5 See the Sparkle, 290 into 280. 6 Diapason, 380 to 390. 7 49 Riddles at $51. So See the Sparkle at $2.80. Dino, and Dalbarton finally winning another race last step.
Yes, she did, Simon, and she's probably got some hope again. On with Hell or High Water here. I just thought being third on the fence was just the worst spot possible for her last time out, especially at 1,400. At 1,600 here, she can probably roll up and just keep rolling along, and I think she'll run well. See the Sparkle is certainly progressive enough and looks a good winning chance also. Diapason, she's won 2 of 5, and you can nearly make a case she should be undefeated. She's had luckless runs at her other runs, and 3 Dalbarton, as you mentioned, at winning last start. 1, 5, 6, and 3.
1, 5, 6, 3, the numbers from Dino. Mark, your thoughts on the second?
Hopefully straight to the front and keep going from there for number 1, Hello High Water. It's had 3 runs back. It was good first up, needed to run second up, and just completely in the wrong spot last time. There doesn't look to be much pressure on paper here. It should find the front, and I think can run them into the ground. To beat number 6, Diapason, flying, should have won its last two. Got a great chance again. 3, Dalbarton. Good win last time. Getting back on top of the ground here from an awkward gate makes things harder. And 5, See the Sparkle, who won okay first up, but should be a lot fitter for that run. I think 1 can lead all the way, 1, 6, 3, and 5.
So 1, 6, 3, 5 there from Mark Hunter. Matt Hill in race 2 has 6 on top, Diapason, over 5, See the Sparkle, 1 Hella High Water, and 4 Jackie's Joy, 6, 5, 1, and 4. It takes us to the third race. This one is the Byerley Handicap, over 1,800 metres for 2-year-olds. There's no scratchings here at a final field of 9. With the fixed one, Antipass has been 8 to 9. 2 Justice Faith, 17 to 19. 3 St. Vidus, $6. 4 Anchorbed, the favourite, $1.55. 5 Tarsisius, $34. 6 Wanted Harmony, 100 to 1 into 51. 7 Think Diamonds, $12 in from 13. 8 Leicester Rocket, at 12 in from 14, and 9 Miss Admiration, $19. So very short here, Mark. Anchor Bid, it's the $1.55 favourite.
You can see why, Simon. It should win. It was luckless 2 runs ago. It chased home well last time. This is certainly a weaker field. Please yourself if you want to take the $1.50, but it just looks far too good. I like number 7, Think Diamonds, to run a place. So I thought its debut run never had much luck. I thought it ran on well last time. Looks like the trip will suit a genuine improver. That'll be my bet for the race, the place. Third pick, number 2, Justice Faith. Got the blinkers going on, showing ability. And 9, Miss Admiration, who went better last time. Looks like it'll get out over a trip. 4, 7, 2, and 9.
So 4, 7, 2, 9 there from Mark Hunter. Dino, your thoughts on the third?
Yeah, I think she should win. Anchor Bid just needs to get through traffic and get clear, and she should have a bit more upside than these. It'll be a different run race to her last 2 runs, which have been pretty solidly run races, but she looks to have a good future. Saint Vidus, both runs have been okay. Gets a cheap run here. Think Diamonds, I agree with Mark. I think ran well last start and looks as though the 1800 will suit. And I think the horse has been best prepared for the race is Leicester Rocker, who's had 3 runs at the mile, twice against the older horses, and thought the last run was okay. Can give a sight for a fair way. 4, 3, 7, and 8.
4, 3, 7, 8 from Dino, and Matt in race 3 likes 4 Anchor Bid from 1 Antipass, 2 Justice Faith, and 7 Think Diamonds, numbers of 4, 1, 2, 7. Over to race 4, the Murray Cox Handicap over 1,400 metres, and the one scratching here is number 10, Little Indian. With this market, 1 Del Prado has been 13 to 11, 2 Shamkia, 31 to 34, 3 Eximius, 13 to 14, 4 Ken's Dream, 380 to 390, 5 Majestic Duke, 31 to 34, 6 Orient Line, $6 to $6.50, 7 London Fog, 23 to 26. The favourite 8 Portman has been steadily backed here, 290 into 250, 9 Don't Get Excited, $14, and 11 Rebellious Lord, $8 to $9. So, Dean, easily the best backed is the favourite Portman, now 250.
Yeah, Simon, and I think he's the best bet of the day. I think he's had the one run in, he ran well. 1,400 suits, he's got probably 2 or 3 that'll lead him up here, and he'll get into a good spot for Craig Williams, and I think he'll win to beat Del Prado, who's running well. He just hasn't won for a long time. He'll be running on. 4 Ken's Dream's got a little bit of an awkward draw to overcome here, but looks quite well graded and ready for 1,400 now, and maybe 6 Orient Line on the back up from last week. Was well ridden to win, gets a cheap run from the draw here, but I think Portman's one of the standouts of the day. 8146.
8146 there from Dean Lester. Mark, you with Portman as well?
Absolutely, Simon. It was good first up, but it'll be fitter. It gets to its home track, it lobs into a spot fourth or fifth outside, totally controlling the race behind the speed. Craig Williams jumps on board, and it just looks the winner. I don't know where to go after it. I'll put number 6 Orient Line in for second. I think it won a weak race last time, but can poke through and run on again. 3 number 7 London Fog in for third. First up from a spell now with Simon Wilde at big odds and got the claim. Won't shock to see it run well. Then number 1 Del Prado, who'll get back and run on as usual. Just might want a bit more jar out of the track. 8, 6, 7, and 1.
8, 6, 7, 1 there from Mark Hunter. Matt Hill in race 4. He's also at 8 Portman over 4. Ken's Dream, 6 Orient Line, and 9 Don't Get Excited. 8, 4, 6, and 9. Race 5 is the Tab 88 Trainers Trust Handicap. This one's for 3-year-olds over 1,600. And with a field of 13, there are no scratchings. Now, the market's got number 1, Yulong Sheng Hui, $21 in from 26. 2, Jaminza, 15 into 13. 3, Atlantic Fox, 18 out from 16. 4, Atlantic Express, 31 to 26. 5, First Approach, 6 into 550. 6, Lavani, 460 to 440. 7, Ruby C's the favourite, 380 to 390. 8, Ratat Uti at $26. 9, Simply Splashing, 41. 10, St. Franco has been 10 to 950. 11, Balcazar, 550 to 650. 12, Fuse, $51. And 13, Captive Hero at $41. So with the Tab Fixed Odds Mark, Ruby C heads this market at $3.90.
Yeah, I'm tipping number 6 here, Lavani. I think she's come back from a spell absolutely in the zone. She was just pipped 2 starts ago, dominated last time. A couple of possible pests here for the lead. I think if she can find the front and just get a nice run, she'll be awfully hard to run down. To beat number 11, Balcazar, who didn't have the best of luck last time. You can just see it being in that three-wide train, charging down the centre again for Williams. Seven, Ruby C, going to be giving a big start, and I'm not sure at the end of a strong mile, but will run on. Five first approach, just doesn't know how to race yet, just way too fierce in itself. If they just ride it stone cold, it might come with one big run as well. Tough race, 6-11, 7 and 5.
So 6-11, 7, 5 from Mark Hunter. Dino, which way are you leaning?
Tough race. I'm going to go with 10 St. Franco. Had its first run for the Corson's Yard recently at Caulfield. And I just think that revolving door Nikitas form line is the stronger of the 2 3-year-old form references going into this race. And thought he ran pretty well. And I think from that draw, he can aim for midfield. And a lot of the main rivals here have drawn very wide and have to go a long way back. So I thought St. Franco was over the odds to beat Belcazar, who was terrific last time out, gets Craig Williams here. Six, Lavani's in career best form, and she will roll along up on the speed. And seven, Ruby C. Yeah, I think she's just a little query at the mile, but has to go a long way back from the draw as well, but in good form. But I thought 10 was over the odds. 10, 11, 6 and 7.
10, 11, 6 and 7 there from Dean Lester. Matt Hill in race 5 has got 6 on top. Lavani from 5 first approach. 7, Ruby C and 11, Balcazar. 6, 5, 7 and 11. We'll take a look at this afternoon's quaddy with the first leg, Ray 6, the K.A. Morrison Handicap. This one's 1,200 metres, and the one scratching is 5, Don DeRemo. With the market here, 1 Mighty Like has been 15 to 16, 2 Rudiger, $4.60 to $5, 3 Rough Justice, $6.50, 4 Mossendale's the favourite at $4.20, 6 Fast Cash, 12 to 15, 7 Smackdown, 23 to 26, 8 Divine Mr. Arty, $4.80 to 5, back into $4.80, 9 Playmaster, 23, 10 Aussie Choice, 5 into 480, and 11 Karani has been $21 to $26. So the favourite is Mossendale at $4.20. Has been some money Aussie Choice, Dean. Did open 7 earlier and now 480.
I think Mossendale's a surprising favourite on drier ground. He'll run a good race, but I think Divine Mr. Arty ran well enough first up. I'm expecting that form line to look pretty good with Portman winning earlier in the day, and he's one down the straight, and just the speed's drawn out wide, and he can just blend up behind them there. And I think if he gets the brakes at the right time, he'd be hard to beat. Aussie Choice just wouldn't know how to run a bad race. He's so genuine. He'll be up near the speed all the way with a lightweight, big weight drop on his first up run. He's the danger. Rudiger's running well in these sort of races and can be competitive. And Mossendale's there with a chance. But as I said, I just think he's very well found in the early market. 8, 10, 2 and 4.
8-10-2-4 there from Dean in the first leg of the quaddie. Mark, how are you playing it?
It's either Divine Mr. Arty or I'm confused here, Simon. I thought he was okay first up. I thought he might have gone a little bit better, but he's only got to take any improvement off that run. Williams jumps on. He's got a beautiful draw to follow the speed and just blend into the race. And if you go back a little while, that wind down the straight, he just might do the same as he did that time. To beat number 2, Rudiger, it's going okay. Not as well as it can go, but it's getting fitter. A 10 Aussie Choice was good first up, no weight, will run well. And a 3 number 3 Rough Justice in for fourth. It'll give a sight on the speed, but the last 100 metres will probably find it out. I think 8's clearly the one to beat from 2, 10 and 3.
So 8 from 2, 10, 3 there from Mark in race 6. Matt Hill has got 8 on top, Divine Mr. Arty, over 2 Rudiger, 3 Rough Justice and 1 Mighty Like. Matt's numbers there, 8 from 2, 3 and 1. We'll take a look at the second leg of the quaddy. Race number 7 is the George Watson Handicap. This one's over 2,000 metres, and the scratching here is 11 Argus. With this market, gentlemen, we've got 1 Killarney Kid now, $4.80 in from 5. 2 Extra Zero at $8.50 in from 9. 3 Lorisho has been 51 to 41. 4 Kilimanjaro, $3.30 to $3.20, and that's your favourite. 5 Magic Console, $6 to $5.50. 6 Victory Downs, $10 to $9.50. 7 Lord Durante, $26. 8 Pacadali, $4.80 to $5. 9 Master Zephyr, $18. And 10 Clairvaux at $51. So with the favourite here, Mark, we've got the Robert Hickmott runner, Kilimanjaro. It's at $3.20.
Yeah, it's a good race, Simon. Look, I'm going to tip number 2, Extra Zero. I know he doesn't win very often, but, gee, I think he's absolutely flying this horse. He was thwarted last time. There were 2 late scratchings, which just took all the tempo out of the race, and he had no hope the way the race was running. He ran terrific. Bigger field here. He's got some better horses to follow into the race. If you want to have won the win to the place, I don't think you'll go wrong. To beat number 8, Pacadali, who just dictated the race last time, booted clear, was never going to lose. 4 Kilimanjaro, it was good first up off that long break. If it's gone on from that, it's going to be very competitive. And 1 Kalani Kid, he was one of the late scratchings in Extra Zero's race. He had a hurdle trial a couple of days later, so he can't have been too bad. He's very close to a win. 2, 8, 4, and 1.
So 2, 8, 4, 1 there from Mark Hunter. Dino, which way are you going here?
Yeah, I'm going with Kilimanjaro. He's a horse I think will be a player later in the spring, but this is a he's prepping up, and he's only a 90 rater at this stage, so he's probably one that's got to win a race or two just to help him get into the races that he wants to get into, and I think this is a good stepping stone, so I'm going to go with him to beat 8 Pakadali, who's racing well. Kalani Kid, as Mark mentioned, missed that run, but has hurdle-schooled since, so nothing wrong with his fitness, and he's a terrific 2,000-metre horse in Extra Zero. As also mentioned, he's racing really well. It's just the fact that he just doesn't win very often, but I'm really interested to see how Kilimanjaro shapes up today because I think he's a very good horse. 4, 8, 1, 2.
Okay, 4, 8, 1, 2 there from Dino. And Matt Hill on race 7 has also got 4 on top, Kilimanjaro, from 5 Magic Console, 9 Master Zephyr, and 8 Pakadali. Matt's numbers are 4, 5, 9, and 8. We'll take a look at race 8. This one's the Domain Plate, over 1,400 for 3-year-old fillies. And there's a field of 16 here with no scratchings. Running through the tab, fixed odds. The favourite is 1 Moonlight's Choice, which has been 3 to 3.30. 2 Invictum Demeanor, $8. 3 Zalani, $19. 4 Princess of Queens, $7.50 to $8.50. 5 Swapland, $10 to $13. 6 Why You Ask, $10 to $9. 7 Get Ready for Love, $26. 8 Little Snits at $41. 9 Facts, $26. 10 Special Diva has been 10 to 11. 11 Goodo, 9.50 to 9, just back to 9.50. 12 Miss Magda, 26. 13 Queen Annabelle, 31 to 34. 14 Gala Moshe, 23 to 26. 15 Pete's Dragon, also 23 to 26. And 16 Vainglorious for Steve Richards, 16 out to $26. In fact, 18 out to $26. So Moonlight's Choice, Dean, heads the market at $3.30.
Yeah, she's one of the chances, Simon. It's not as good a scenario as last week for her, where she had the room and was able to roll into the race. So I thought Princess of Queens ran well first up, and I think the extra distance will suit her, and she can run well. Invicta Domino, I think she'll roll along up on the speed and give a good sight for a long way. 1,400 suits her a lot better, and she's a good chance. Moonlight's Choice probably lands 3 back the fence, but if she can get the brakes, she's certainly a good chance on form. And I've put in Goodo next best. It's been a little bit costly to herself by being racing erratically over the final stages her past couple, but she's there with a chance. 4, 2, 1, 11.
So 4, 2, 1, 11, the numbers there from Dino. Mark, what do you like in this race?
I've just changed the Cronulla around here. Simon, on with number 2, Invictum Demeanor, who I thought trialled well going into that first up win. It won well there. Just run off its feet last time, still at the sprint trip. I think it's got a natural leader here in Miss Magda. I think Corey Parrish will come across, just stalk the leader, take over, kick clear, and I think it'll give you a mighty sight. To beat number 4, Princess of Queens, who was terrific first up. It's going to be fitter and get a great run. I threw number 10, Special Diva, in for third. I think it's fit. It's ready to win. It just needs some luck from the gate. And 5, Swampland, who was given a lovely ride last time, poking through and running on. I'm going to go around the favourite. I'll go 2, 4, 10 and 5.
So 2, 4, 10, 5 there in race 8 from Mark. Matt Hill has got 6 on top, Why You Ask, over 1 Moonlight's Choice, 4 Princess of Queens and 14 Gala Moshe. So 6, 1, 4 and 14. The numbers there from Matt, which brings us to the last. Race number 9 is the Flemington Event Staff Handicap. It's a 3-year-old over 1,100 metres, and the scratchings are 5, Jaws of Steel, 8, Magna Rock, and 13, Hot Hustler. And in the last one, Ashlaw has been 8 to 8.50. 2 Highland Beat, $6 to $6.50. 3 Invincible Owl, $5 to $5.50. 4 Knowable, the favourite at $5. 6 Epic Moment, $7.50 to $8. 7 Hay Bale, $9.50 to $9. 9 Khan Mosh, $51 to $41. 10 Misty Girl has been $10 to $12. 11 Tahi, $6.50 to $6. 12 Hell of a Babe has been $71 to $61. And 14, I'm telling you, at $16. So Knowable, a $5 favourite. But, Mark, there has been money for Tahi, which is now $6.
Yeah, look, these races, you've got five or six across the track with 100 metres to go. There's a different winner every time, and this one I think will be no exception. Very tough race. I'm going for number four, Knowable. I think it's got good form from last campaign. I've seen Craig Williams trial it. It's trialled well. He's stuck with it. I think that's a good lead to beat number three, Invincible L. Backing trip suits Invincible L. Michelle Payne rides the horse really well. It'll be back last, ridden stone cold and charging. Six epic moment, not far off another win. 11 Tahi was certainly a most impressive debut win. Didn't run great time. This is a harder race, but looks like a horse that will keep improving. 4, 3, 6, and 11.
4, 3, 6, 11, the numbers from Mark Hunter. Dino, your thoughts on the last?
Same Quinella, but I'm going with Invincible L. Just back 100 metres. I think Michelle Payne really gets this horse riding back one run down the centre or out, even out wider. I'm going to go with him to beat Knowable. As Mark's mentioned, Craig Williams took the effort to go and trial him 2 weeks ago. He rides him here. 7, Hay Bale, very well weighted off that Creswick Series final. And 11, Tahi, I agree. I thought the maiden win was full of merit, and he can just scoot down the outside with a lightweight. 3, 4, 7, and 11.
So 3, 4, 7, and 11 from Dean. And the last, Matt, on the closers, got 4 on top, Knowable from 10, Misty Girl. 3, Invincible L, and 7, Hay Bale. Matt's numbers are 4, 10, 3, and 7. Best bets, Dino, I'll start with you.
Simon, I like Portman as the standout, race 4, number 8, and Divine Mr. Arty, race 6, number 8.
And Mark, what's your best, and how do you think we attack the quaddie today?
Well, for the best, Simon, I'll go race 2, number 1, Halla High Water, and race 4, number 8, Portman. And this year I'm going to attack my quaddie. I'm going to take number 8, Divine Mr. Arty, way out, into numbers 2, 4, and 8, into 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10, and 16, into 3, 4, 6, and 11.
3, 4, 6, 11 in the fourth leg. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Dino, enjoy your afternoon.
Terrific. Thanks, Simon.
And Mark, good luck this afternoon. We'll catch you soon.
Thanks, Simon.
So that's the Flemington preview, the first race coming up at 10 to 12. We'll take a break. It's approaching 26 past 9.
And the Rough and Racing
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Susie from Delicious Dairies. We're proud to give back to the community by not only supporting our farmers, but by hiring people from Nova Employment who wouldn't necessarily get a chance. They are valued members of our business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Having a look at the TAB Jockey Challenge for Flemington, Craig Williams is $1.30, Ben Allen $3.40, and $16 for Ben Thompson and Bo Merton. So Craig really gets his chance to put Bo away and win the Victorian Premiership this afternoon. The other challenge market's up and running for Doomben. We're about to preview this card with Bernie. Jeff Lloyd's the favourite, Brisbane, $2.80. Jim Byrne, $2.90. Michael Carl, $4.80. $8.50 for Robbie Fradd. Kembla Grange today, Jeff Penn's $1.60. Chad Levers at $4.20. KB Jennings at $5.50. Royal Randwick, Hugh Bowman's $2.10. Kieran McAvoy, $2.60. Corey Brown, $3.80. And out to $21 there for Rachel King. Morfordville, $3.20 for Jamie Carr, $3.80 for Raquel Clark. Claire Lindop at $7, John Allen $7.50, any other jockey there at $5. And the other market for Wodonga just at the moment is suspended. Now, Cancer Council have launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study and need 50,000 Australians to create one of the largest research groups ever. It's a fantastic initiative. It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. But they need more blokes to sign up. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, then check out abcstudy.com.au. If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, then researchers want to hear from you. It's easy to do and can be done at home. So find out more today and sign up at abcstudy.com.au.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
And it's time to take a look at Sky Racing Tats Mile Day in Brisbane with a good four at Doomben, the rail in the true position. Bernadette Cooper, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Simon. What a glorious day we have here. Absolutely spectacular winter's day. As you say, good four, the rail true, so surely everybody gets their chance here today, we would hope.
Yeah, it looks a strong program with some decent fields.
Yeah, the TAP meetings are generally very strong. They put on a nice little feature race each time they have a card. And, yeah, 9 races now. We've got sort of this, you know, this Class 3 race that's a bit slack on the prize money, but and that's why we've got the 9. But still, it's a strong card, and I probably think there's a bit of value to be found there as well.
Okay, Bernie, we'll find a couple of winners. Race number 1 is for 2-year-olds. It's over 1,600 metres. And there's no scratchings here. We do have a field of 13. Now, with the Tab fixed odds on the first, the favourite's at 280. That's number 4, Snapchat Girl. We've got $6.50 out from 6 for number 2, Guasola, and $7.50 into 7 for 8, South of France.
Yeah, it's an interesting race because this two-year-old, not a two-year-old, they're all two-year-olds, this Snapchat Girl, the filly, has been very dominant, obviously beating the older horses last time out, and again when she won her maiden. But that barrier is very difficult to win from. It's not that they don't win from it, Simon, it's just that it doesn't happen that often. So I just think $2.80 is a fairly short price to have to take about a filly with that that barrier. So I'm going to tip Real Princess here, who comes from barrier 3. Excuse me, I just think she's drawn to get the perfect run in behind them here today. They've always felt like she's been looking for a mile, and she gets that opportunity here today. And Jimmy was really happy with her last run behind I Love Vegas. They just sprinted a bit too fast for her. So hopefully today, and maybe she can be a little bit closer. We've always found her back towards the tail of the field, but maybe from her soft draw. I know one thing. She's going to spend nothing the first half mile in this race. So I'm tipping her. I really like this horse, Gasola. I thought his win at the Sunshine Coast was outstanding. They just walked, and he was still able to get over the top of them. He was back and wide behind Curdled and Marseille on Fleur and had the audacity to sort of keep charging to the line. So he too, I tipped him on top if he'd drawn the barrier, Real Princess had drawn. Snapchat Girl has to be in there. She's been dominant in both displays of late. But in weaker grade, obviously, maiden and a Class 1 there at Grafton. But still, she's been arrogant in her wins and big margins there too. And I'm throwing in the 6 future events. I'm 7-2-4-6.
7-2-4-6 the first. Real Princess at the moment, $8.50, race 1. Race 2 is a benchmark, 75 over 2,200. And the one scratching here is number 2, Anymore. With this market, Bernie, 3 I Feel Good is at 370. 1 Loving Home, $4. And the other one in single figures is 6 Brilliant Jet, which is at 550.
Yeah, I really like I Feel Good here. And, well, I think 380 is still, even though he's favourite, it's still a nice sort of a price. And John Timon's and Sheila Lax, and they're sort of masters of keeping these older horses feeling at their best. And he certainly looks to be feeling very good, as his name would suggest. He's a winner at the Sunny Coast when he beat the Barracuda back in June. And all runs since have been very good, perhaps just a little bit outclassed there in the Caloundra Cup. But he beat Loving Home. I know Loving Home had the wide draw last time out, and they did have to ride him much more forward than perhaps they would have liked. But he still has a 3 kilo pull in the weight over him, and he did beat him nice and easily the other day. So I'm going that way, 3-1-6, Brilliant Jet to the best of the lot, more likely race perhaps, and Troy Sarr for fourth. But a fairly moderate sort of staying event, really. 3-1-6-7.
3-1-6-7, race two. The third race is for the 2-year-olds over 1100 metres, and the scratchings here are numbers 1, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 14, 16, 17, 20 and 21 has come out as well there. Now in this market, Bernie, we've got 360 for 13 La Vida Loca, then 380 for 5 Timpoli, $6.02 Calligrapher, $6.53 Accelebrazioni, and $7 for 18 Umberto.
Well, this favourite looks a push button sort of screaming machine. She hits the ground running. She was a dominant winner in a trial recently, and she sort of fed out to lead that trial, looked to set a nice cruising speed, and then just buried them the last 600. I think she ran 33.5, by far the fastest trial time sectionals on that day. So she drawn barrier one here. I mean, only bad luck, a bad getaway might, could be her undoing. But I think if she jumps and hits the ground running, she's really going to give them something to catch. So I'm going her way, 13, to beat 3, we celebrate Gioni. He's really consistent, this horse, and even though he's convincingly beat by She's Our Star the other day, he was pulling away from the rest of the field. So he gets a perfect run from that draw today as well. Putting in the 6th for 3rd, which is Hingis Road, comes out of that same race, and Calligrapher, 13, 3, 6 and 2.
13, 3, 6, 2, the numbers there in the third. The fourth event, the Carlton Draft Class 6, over 1,050. Take out 2 upscale, 4 Sir Donald and 9 Wigglesworth. Now, with this market, we've got 7 Kalama, the $3.60 favourite, ahead of 6 Powerful Saga, $3.70. $6 for 3 Denarius, $9.50 for 5 Amalak Millie.
Going a little bit wider here with Amalak Millie. Thought all of her runs have been really good this preparation. She's won the showcase there at Grafton. She won the Dunes Sprint at Kempsey. I know country areas, but the Kirby that she went around in last time was every bit as good as this race, and she was beaten half a length. A lot of speed in this race, so I'm anticipating like cutthroat sort of speed up front with a few of these horses. I know Boncho's going to have to go, and Mr. Hennessy's going to want to hold up the fence. I suppose Sir Donald comes out of it. That's one of the speedsters. But I still think Typhoon Ace is probably going to be there as well. I still think there's plenty of speed in this race. So I think she just gets a nice card in behind, hopefully a slipstream. She's got something to pounce with at the end. Denarius is sensational first up. Trials have been great. Kalama obviously came off a hot speed last time out. Really was set up for her, but I love the way she did attack the line. And good move for Powerful Saga there as well. So 5, 3, 7 and 6.
5, 3, 7, 6, race 4. Race number 5 is a class 3 over 1,200. Scratchings here at 2, 9, 10, 11 and 13. And 250 for the favourite, 12 Magic Diamond. 350 for 1 Backslapper. $6 for 7 Malden Estate. $7 for 8 Pinch Mountain.
Yeah, look, it probably looks a nice race for Magic Diamond. However, I'm going with the newcomer here, and that's Malden Estate. I know both of his wins come on heavy tracks, but he can only win on what's sort of provided for him. And the time when he got beat on the good track, he did a lot of work in the early stages of that race. He's a well-bred chap, only a little fellow by Reduced Choice. And he's going to get a few favours from Barrier 1. I think there's nice speed in this race with Azarenka and Comic Story and a couple of others that'll really want to go forward. I'd imagine Backslapper will want to sort of park outside Melbourne Estate. But he's, as I say, he's well-bred. He's done nothing wrong, really, to date. 3 starts with 2 wins and a second. And he's going to get a lovely ride in behind the speed here with Robbie on board. So 7. Backslap is the obvious danger. Back out of a Class 6 to a Class 3 here today. And 3 kilos off his back, which is the real key, isn't it? 12 and 8. 12 Magic Diamond and 8 Pinch Mountain. 7-1-12-8.
7-1-12-8 are the numbers there, race 5. First leg of the Quaddie Burnie is race 6 due at 2:47. In an open handicap over 1,200 metres, there are no scratchings. And the market's got 4 Irish Constabulary, $3.30. 2 Flamboyer, $3.60. 8 Not On Your Life, $7.50. 1 Charlie Boy, 6 Primal Flight, both $8.
Yeah, it's a good race, isn't it? And I'm just, I sort of wanted to find something to beat Irish Constabulary. But he is, you know, just racing so well. And I think if had he got the run Tumbler got the other day, he probably wins that race as well. So he was really unlucky in a couple of races here over the carnival. And this race is going to pan out, even though he looks to have drawn a little awkward. With some luck, he probably gets a nice trail in, you know, 3 pairs back, one off the fence, hopefully, anyway. I thought about tipping Charlie Boy on top here, but this horse has obviously a lot of fitness on his side, Irish Constabulary, and he's been so well placed, he's thriving. So I'll stick with him. Charlie Boy, the danger, 5 Sunny Legend, and Flamboyant never runs a bad race. And the track conditions are really going to suit a horse Not On Your Life there as well. So, yeah, it's a good little race, actually, 4-1-5-2.
So 4-1-5-2 there, race 6. Race 7 is the Sky Racing Tats Mile, and at listed level, there's nothing scratched. We have a final field of 11. In the market, Bernie, the favourite's 3 Crack Me Up, which has been 2.25 to 2.20. 2 She Is What She Is, $3 into 2.80. And then we're out to $10 for both 1 Colour Charge as well as 5 Cruising Speed.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because it sort of looks a two-horse race, really, between She Is What She Is and Crack Me Up. Crack Me Up, of course, winning the Caloundra Guineas. And She Is What She Is, a 5-year-old rising 6-year-old mare who's buried her opposition at a last start. They're going to meet equal weights here today. So I think I'm going to settle on the mare. I think, you know, track and distance here is very dangerous. 7 goes for 4 wins, and they've been dominant wins too, particularly last time when she won by 5.5 lengths. So admittedly, Crack Me Up has to deal with an awkward draw there, and he won't be leading today. He might have led the Guineas there last time out when nobody wanted to, but he won't be leading She Is What She Is. So they will likely have to press forward somewhat here to get into a spot, you know, 3rd, 4th, 5th, somewhere like that, where she's going to bound out of the barriers. And she just charges along, sets that beautiful high cruising speed, and often she's buried the opposition by the time they get to the 600. but he's a good horse, Crack Me Up. He looks really progressive, and he definitely put the riding on the board probably first up this preparation, didn't handle Eagle Farm, and then second to Religious Vice. Very, very good form, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there in race 7. Over to race 8, a benchmark 75 over 1,350. A scratch 5, 10, 11, 13, 14 and 19. Anthony Allen aboard 7, Nushvenstein. Michael Carl onto 20, Ragazzo del Corsa. And with the market here, Bernie, we've got $4.80 for the favourite number 4, Monster of Energy, $7.50 for 12, Shipwrecked, $8 for 6, Yabba Dabble Do Ya, and $8.50 for 1, Marksfield, 2, Cornrow, as well as 9, Jackpot.
Yeah, anything goes, doesn't it? Anything goes. This is the sort of race where we'll be really watching if any pattern develops that might help something out here, because they're also evenly matched in my books. Monster of Energy looks the horse to beat, but Jackpot's in great form. He beat Plucky Girl at the Gold Coast last time out. And I think, you know, the 2 defeats or 3 defeats he suffered between his 2 wins were mostly due to wet tracks, or twice they were due to wet tracks. And I just think at the weights today, with 3 kilos off for Stephanie Lacey, he's in only 0.5 kilo over the minimum. He won, what did he win, a Class 3 last time out by 3 lengths, and 3 lengths to the 3rd horse, so real gap. And he drops almost a kilo and a half here in a 75. So he's exceptionally well weighted, this horse here today, in a race that's really even. So it might just give this horse the winning edge. And he's drawn well enough to take up a nice position there too. 4, Monster of Energy, returned well, hasn't he? He was a winner at Bodessa, beat Budget Bender, who won yesterday at Ipswich. Didn't go the way of Marksfield, who led it all the way. Cruzy, he got it soft in front there at Toowoomba last time out. But still, he was a good winner, and Shipwreck, a 9-4-1-12.
So 9-4-1-12 there in race 8. And over to race 9, Bernie. This one's for three-year-olds over 1,350. Scratchings are 6, 7, 10, 16 and 18. And with the last, we've got $2.60 for 4 Care to Think, $4 for 2 Prioritise, and $8 for 8 Rhyming.
Yeah, you know, the market's reacted, obviously, to that Sunshine Coast run where Care to Think got a little bit of interference. And saying that, Prioritise sat 4 deep the entire and won that race. But he's got to go up 4 kilos today, and that's got to have some sort of effect on him. I mean, he's drawn poorly, but this 1350 start doesn't usually... particularly if you're going to go forward, it usually rates really well, actually, the start. So I'm assuming that's what they'll do with Prioritise. But Care to Think, he has been knocking on the door, and he's really deserving of this win. So I am going to pick him with the softer draw over the second favourite, Prioritise. I'm putting 8 in for 3rd Rhyming. It's a stablemate of Prioritise, and she's been pretty good throughout the winter and perhaps flies a little bit under the radar here today. And obviously Raja Ampat, he's run into Prioritise a couple of times, been easily beat by him, but I still think he's a horse on the improve. So 4-2-8-3.
4-2-8-3 in the last. And what did you make the best, Bernie?
Yeah, I made the old stager. I feel good in the staying race 2, number 3. And race 3, number 13, the first starter from the Tony Gollan stable, La Vida Loca.
Good stuff. Thanks for your help, Bernie, and enjoy the afternoon.
Will do. See you, Simon.
It's 9:45 in just a moment. Wayne Harris will take a look at Kembla Grange.
Guys, whether it's directly or indirectly, all of us have been impacted by cancer. Here's an easy way you can make a difference.
Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. They're aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians.
But we need more blokes. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up at abcstudy.com.au. It can be done from home and in your own time.
It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. The Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. Get on board today at abcstudy.com.au.
And they're off and racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Provincial racing in New South Wales is at Kembla Grange today with the track rating a good 4. The rail is out 3 metres. Wayne Harris, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. I tell you what, we've got a pretty good program here, as usual at Kembla, 8 races. A late season 2-year-old race, which lately I think you would have noticed too, they've been absolutely stunning races, beautifully bred horses, so they're just about to turn 3. And we've got a cracking benchmark 70 to be up to a city class race later in the day here. So, yeah, very good program, Tom.
Let's take a look at it, Wayne. The first event is a class 1 over 1,400, and there's no scratchings here. We have a field of 7. With the market, 1 Bombardier is the $2 favourite from 2 Weekend Affair, 3.30, and 3 Disperse, 6.50.
The favourites look like they've got it here. I've got 1, 2, 4, 3. I've got a bit of an opinion of this horse, Bombardier. He's only lightly raced horse, only fresh into the Mark Unum stable, formerly with James Cumming, in 3 promising. I'm sure he's still learning. He won on the bill here at Kembla. Then he dashed to the front the other day at Hawkesbury. He laid in. He got a bit lost, I think, when he got to the front. He was beaten by a pretty smart horse, post-win Meraki, who's unbeaten in 2 runs now. So I think if there's a truly run race here, this horse will be too good from the good draw. So Bombardier on top. His main age is definitely number 2, Weekend Affair. Went around a strong race at Warwick Farm last start, and all his runs this prep have been very, very good. So he's the main danger. Of the other, number 4, McKellar's Love, struggling to find its best form, but was a good run, 2 runs ago here at Kembla Grange in a benchmark race. And I thought number 3, Disperse, it was another one, was a much improved run at its last start after being a little bit of out of form. But to me, I think he's a pretty smart horse, Bombardier. 1, 2, 4, 3.
1, 2, 4, 3, the first. Race number 2, a 2-year-old maiden over 1,400, take out 6, 8, 10 and 11. With the market, 9, Soviet is at 3.20, 1, Ace High, 4.40, 14, Unforgotten, 4.80 and $6 for 12, Seahampton.
pretty good race here. I've gone a lot of unraced horses as well and lightly raced horses, but for me, 9, 14, 1 and 13. I'm going with the Waterhouse Spot runner, Soviet. His runs have been good. I think he's been running his races in patches. This is his second run in blinkers. I think he got lost in them the other day. He's got a very smart horse and calculated. And every time he's gone the race, he's been very well supported. So obviously he's got a bit of ability, a sticky draw. So hopefully Paul King can plot a good course and he'll be very hard to beat. Chris Waller's got 3 runners in the race, Unforgotten. There was a bit of money for this one late the other day here at Kembla in the Assimilate race. It was a very, very hot race. And this didn't really get clearest passage down the running. So, Joe, I think with that run under its belt, the race experience, and going to 1,400 metres, it bears watching. Number 1, Ace High. I know he's only been placed once in 6 starts, but he's contested some quality races. He ran around the Champagne Stakes, run 4th on a very heavy track before going for a spell. Now, he kicks off here at 1,400, first trial. He had a nice trial here recently. He's only warming up late, so he's a classy, but we'll need a bit of luck in that alley. And the other one I'm throwing in is number 13, Speedway, the Godolphin filly. Her 2 runs have been good. She was ridden quieter the other day, and she found the line all right going on her trials before she ever went to the races. I know she's got a bit more ability than what we're watching. So 9, 14, 1, and 13 in a pretty hot 2-year-old race.
9, 14, 1, 13 there, the second. The third for the males. It's a maiden over 1,400. And the scratchings are 1, Takamochi, and 2, Trust Who. With the fixed odds market here, Wayne, we've got $1.65 for 5 Severance, $4.80 for 4 Songs of Earth, and $5 for 9 Crimson Sun.
I must have been dreaming, Simon. I was hoping he'd be in the Black Severance. He's the best bet of the day. 5, 4, 3, and 9. He had a flashing light on him the other day here at Kembla. He went around the Simulate race. As I said, that was a very, very strong 2-year-old race. Hit the line strongly. He was a bit green in the run. I think that's quite a smart move. He's a 2-year-old taking on the older horses here, but I think he's crying out for the 1,400 metres, which he gets here today. So I think he's got a bit of promise, this bloke, and hopefully he can break through if he swerves to win today. But we're going to have to take short odds for the sound of that. Gwenda Markle's got a few runs here. I thought number 4, Songs of Earth, was well supported. First up here, it'll strip better on. It's very good placing behind Liffey the other day. Liffey's run well in town since, so he might be on the improve now he's been gelded. I thought number 3, Samurai Sword, the other Markle runner, has been competitive in his 3 runs this prep. We've got to throw him in the numbers. And the other one I've thrown in is number 9, Crimson Sun, just mixing his form a little bit. I know they are maidens, but he has run a couple of nice races. Disappointing last run when well fancied. 5, 4, 3, 9.
5, 4, 3, 9. The numbers from Wayne there in race number 3 over 2, the 4th race. This one's a fillies and mares maiden over 1,400. Scratch 11, which is Smart Venture. And in this market, 240 for 1 Estafette, 270 for 2 Canberra, $5 for 3 Gaytime Girl, and $9.50 for 4 Begisha.
I've gone the same way as the market there, Simon. 1, 2, 3, 4. Estafette, she's been the races 4 times to get old from fill-in. She's run 4 very good placings. I just noticed with her, she's been very one-paced. She's loomed up and hasn't been able to yet salute. But I think coming back to 1,400 metres, big track here, should be an advantage to her. So hopefully she can break through here today. Things in her favour from a good draw. Number 2, Canberra, was a nice run when resuming recently. She was stripped footed for that. She was caught up in the ruck, and I thought she found a line all right the other day in the Chatelard race here. So she finished behind Gaytime Girl on that occasion, but I think she should have finished a lot closer. 3, Gaytime Girl, was a much better run last start. That was her first run in blinkers the other day, so maybe that's just switched her on a bit, and she looked the winner for most part of the race the other day. And 4, Bagusha, went around that same race. She can improve. That was her second-up run the other day, maybe 3rd up here. She did have to cover a bit of ground. Things didn't go away the other day. And going on a first-up run, she'd be a live chance. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4 there. The 4th, race 5 is a maiden over 1,200 metres, and the scratchings here are 1 Chief Kidder, 4 Nicochet, and 10 Whiskey and Diamonds. This one gets the quaddy underway at 2.19, and in the market, Wayne, we've got 9 Kennedy, 2.60, 8 Island Missile, 3.30, 3 Legend of Oz, and 6 Takamochi, both at 5.50.
Pretty tricky race, all the same. I think the late mail and watching them in the parade might just help you, because there's a few first starters. I've settled this way, 9, 6, 8, and 3. The Godolphin runner, Kennedy, he's been very, very consistent, and he was swamped late. He looked the winner the other day in the Assimilate race. As I said, that sounds like the crack record. That was a very good race here the other day. And it's the first time he's sort of been ridden up the speed, and he was exposed pretty early there, and he was just left wanting a little bit late there. But from the good draw here today, I think he takes a lot of beating. He will then runs under his belt. So in saying that, he's a city place getter. So he should be very hard to beat here today, but he hasn't won as yet. Takamoshi, the Waterhouse bot runner. Now, he was very heavily backed on debut at Goulburn on that very, very heavy track. He was turned out after that. He's had two trials. His last trial, they put the blinkers back on him. He was driven along and made the trial hard. So expect him to do something here today. You know, their horses always get out and race up on speed. Big question mark on the two Snowden runners here. I thought number eight, Island Missile, looked a nice horse. Very good second in a trial recently at Randwick behind the boom horse Addictive Nature. He was a winner on Wednesday in very smart style. So he could be, just watch the market, he could easily win the race. And a first start from the Hawks Camp, a Legend of Oz. So two trials this prep, ridden on the speed, ridden off the speed. It's trialed okay, so it'll have fanciers here as well. 9683.
So 9683 there, race 5. Race 6, the Bankstown Sports Club, class 1, 1200 the trip. There's a field of 11 with nothing scratched. And 4, So Hard to Catch is at 270. 1, Virgilio, $4. 5, Buxall, $6. And 8 for 3, Wernper.
I've gone 4, 1, 5, and 3. I'm going to give him another chance for So Hard to Catch. She's only a fairly lightly race. She found a heap of trouble first up when a beaten favourite there at Canterbury. And I know she had a poor post-recovery after the race. So she'd win true trials going into that. She looks quite smart. So I think you're going to give her another chance here today, coming back to the provincial grade where she was a provincial winner last prep. She's on top for me. Virgilio, she's an honest horse. He's up in the weights but down in back in class here. So that's why he's got the big weight and they've taken the claim for Brock Ryan. He's a very good run here first up recently in a strong race. So I'm sure he'll strip fitter. And he goes very well second up. So apart from the big weight, I think you've got to consider him. 5, Buxall from the Snowden camp. It's resuming here today. Only lightly race she is. And she trialled nicely coming to this. I think she ran a cheeky race here from the good draw. And Wernper finds a dry track again. Hasn't been on a dry track since winning 3 runs ago and can be an improver. Tricky sort of race here, but 4, 1, 5, and 3.
4, 1, 5, and 3 in race 6. Race 7, the Club Central, benchmark 70 over 1,300. Take out 7, 10, 12, and 18. Chad Lever aboard 15, Coolcraft. And the market's got the favourite at 460, number 16, Witches. 550 for 6, Shavish. $6 for 4, Know How. And 8.50 Wayne for 14, Romney's Choice.
I thought it was one of the best, most open benchmark races we've seen for a long while here, Simon. This is a city class race. All these horses have been competing in the city. I was very lucky. I was glad that a couple of these emergencies got runs here. I've gone this way. I've gone for a bit of value. I'll give you one more chance, number 15, Coolcraft. 15, 16, 6, and 4. He's never raced up to the heights that the stable expected him, but he finds a dry track for the first time in a long time here today. He's got an awful draw, but Chad Lever rides this track very well. He loves this type of distance. I think even another chance here. It's a winnable race for him, I thought. Number 16, Witches. She's up and grading down the weights, which I think is a big plus for her too, racing very consistently without winning. She's been getting back and flying the line well here. So with a lightweight and a bit of luck from the draw, she's going to be very, very hard to beat. Of the others, I thought number 6, Shavish. So there's 2 runs back from a spell now. Big run here last start at Kembla in a strong benchmark race and has got a good record here at the track. She'll get a good run from the good alley. And I'll throw in number 4, Know How. Jason Cole had a few nominations here. Has had excuses 2 runs back. Did get checked badly last start and was warming up well and has got record here on its ex-home track. So I think it's got to be thrown in there at a bit of odds. 15, 16, 6 and 4 in a very, very tricky race.
15, 16, 6, 4 from Wayne there, race 7. And the last is race 8, the Club Rivers benchmark 64. 2,000 metres, the trip scratch, 2 Mount Omai, 6 Storm On and 11 Irenic. And with this market, Wayne, we've got 360 for 10 Everness, 370 for 7 More Mowat, 420 for 8 Ready for Success, and $7 then for 5 Star of the Ring.
I've gone 10, 8, 7, and 5. Always tricky, these 2,000-metre races. They're always pace-dependent on the results, I think. But I like her number 10, Evanette. I think she's been very, very honest. She tries hard. Good win her last start. And that was a good effort. She was jumping up from running on a heavy Canterbury 1550 up to the 2100. She loomed up like she was going to win easy. Then the leader fought back, and then she was swamped late by another one. I thought she was very, she had a lot of tenacity there, and that was her first run at the trip. It's got a bit of an awkward draw, but I just think, they've got some nice runners here to get off and team today. I just think she might be one that's up to city midweek class. So she's on top for me. I think number 8, Ready for Success, was a very good run at Canterbury last start. Hit the front, was grabbed late, and it's got the good draw. It gets a good run, I believe, here. Number 7, More Moe, has got a great record here at the track and the distance. I think stepping up to the 2,000 metres here today, fourth up, bears a lot of watching, should be very hard to beat. Now, throwing number 5, Star of the Ring, I think Paul King's got the key to this mare. You've just got to ride her quiet and just let her just relax and find the line. So, she, as she did at the last start there, so 10, 8, 7 and 5 for me in the last.
10, 8, 7 and 5 in the last. And just recapping your best there, Wayne?
I mean, I didn't think he'd be that short, but I don't know what I was thinking. But race 3, number 5, Severance, I think he's a good thing of the day. Did you need some quaddy numbers, Simon?
Yeah, I'll take some quaddy numbers, Wayne, yeah.
Okay, mate, I've tried to cut as short as I could, but race 5, 9, 8, 6. Race 6, 4, 1, 5. Race 7, 15, 16, 6 and 4. And the last race, 8, 10, 8, 7. It cost a bit over $100, but it was a very, very tricky day today for quaddy, I think.
Good on you, Wayne. We'll take you from the mounting yard throughout the afternoon.
Been a pleasure. Thanks, Simon.
So Wayne Harris there. The first race from Kembla Grange is coming up at 6 minutes to midday. After 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Nick Quinn and Brad Davidson, and we'll put the focus on the meeting in Sydney.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Today at Super Cheap Auto, get at least 20% off the regular retail price of everything store-wide. Discount off regular retail price excludes gift cards today only at Super Cheap Auto. In Bondi Junction, we've had an accident between a car and a pedestrian on Bondi Road at Paul Street. It's closed.